Yeshiva formally, I mean, we've been learning this for a long time, is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Everybody knows the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, that there are 48 Kinyana HaTorah. A person wants to acquire Torah, assume everybody's in Yeshiva, everyone's learning Torah, they want to do something with that learning. Yeah? They actually want to make a Kinyan, they want to own the Torah, they want to become the Bailim of that Torah. Yeah, when you learn something, you get a new idea, it's not enough to just have a new idea, you actually want to be koinet, you want to make a kinyan. It doesn't say these are the 48 ways of, to learn Torah better, or to become a bigger masmid, or to become a Talmud Chacham. It's not what it says. You want to acquire Torah. What's such acquisition? When you acquire something, you become the boss of it. It's now yours. You do what you want with it. So they're talking about acquiring Torah. There's a thing called learning Torah, and there's a thing making a kinyan in Torah. So the Mishnah says, if you want to acquire Torah, these are the tools. These are the 48 tools that you need in order to acquire Torah. Without these, you can't. There are other tools. You've got to speak to the secular psychologists, the pedagogic experts, the professors of education. They can't tell you how to acquire Torah. Chokhmah b'goyim tamin, Torah b'goyim al tamin. There's no Torah by the goyim, and therefore the tools and skills that they use aren't very useful for us in order to learn how to learn Torah. Sometimes you'll find goyish tools and whatever which are very useful because they got it from us. Yeah, mnemonics, for example, the simonym and whatever they use these. So people say, yeah, you see, it works. Of course, it works. They got it from us. The things that they mechadesh neshna has nothing to do with Torah. It might be very useful for acquiring chokhmah, but acquiring Torah is not going to work. So therefore, what we're learning now really is Mishnah. One of the pirushim on this Mishnah that was fundamental to a lot of people's lives. Rav Noach Weinberg took the 48 ways, the 48 Kinyanot Torah, and explained them in a very practical, amaisa, hands-on, halacha amaisa kind of way. Very systematic, very, very powerful piece of Torah that he opened and learnt out. And if you look at the Mefarshim, you go through the Mefarshim on that particular mission, there's a lot of it written. You'll see a lot of it's based on the classic Mefarshim, which you have a hard time, we have a hard time actualizing practically. He mamash was able to cup it very well. The shirim he gave were essentially given, I'm just going to give a background here, the shirim he gave essentially were given to very raw beginners that had come through Eishet Torah. The ones on the tape, which I recommend you listen to a few just to get a sense of the Derech HaLimud, how he did it, were given to guys that knew nothing. I mean, the guys that had just like crawled out of, called out of university, they didn't know Shabbos from Shema Yisrael. And those who the shirim were given to, and they're fantastic. Amazing, amazing shirim. The sefer we're working from is written by an Israeli, fantastic writer. He wrote a book called She'ifas, which everybody should try and look at some stage of their life. If you hope to bring up children, it's worthwhile having a look at that. She'ifas means aspirations. People to think big, think, inspire, aspire. And what he did was he took the Memphis Tvarim, Rav Noach Shirim, the Memphis Tvarim, and he wrote them up in Hebrew, specifically aimed at this generation of more learned Talmidim. Yeah? So he doesn't use like basketball as an example, he uses other examples. It's been very subtly done. Another 48 ways very well from Rav Malach has been very subtly changed in order to make it more adaptable to guys that are already frum, maybe already bored from being frum, maybe already not from frum, even though they're not inspired about being frum. There's very powerful tools here on Adequat Torah. The club was always to try and learn a way a day. From Pesach through to Sirisim, you have 49 days. So that was the time for building yourself. Just as a quick adoma, what are we doing in Sirisim? What is this counting? Oh, you definitely. What are we doing during Sirus HaOmer? This whole shiur on its own, I'm not going into the shiur, I just want to just draw your attention to the fact here. What are we counting here? What are we doing? Hayayim Echad Misfira. Wonderful. What's the avoid? What's the work? Where's the growth? Where's the ruchness in that? You count it. Very nice. We're keeping count. How long before I can eat my cheese blintzes? That's what we're doing. How long till I get the Torah? Anybody ever get the Torah on Shiur? Anybody ever feel they got the Torah on Shiur? What are we doing? And we're counting wrong, because you never count up, you always count down. If you're heading towards something, it's 48 days to the Torah, it's 47 days left to the Torah, three more shopping days to Shavuos, it's never one day, 2 days, 3 days. Why are we counting Omer? We're going away from Omer. We should be counting where we're going to, right? It's a very well-known kasha, it says. The other kasha is sort of kasha, but it can help us understand it by Yaakov Avinu, it says he was waiting to get married, it went very quickly, the time went very quickly. Yeah? So we know that doesn't make any sense. When you're waiting something urgently, you're waiting to get a new present, you're waiting to get a new prize or whatever, the time goes very, very slowly, right? How come the time went quickly for Yaakov Avinu? So listen to this Yesod. when you're building something and you've got a deadline and you've got to get ready for something, the time goes very quickly, right? You know, you've got 6 months to build an ark before the flood comes, yeah? Sure, 1 day's gone, 2 days gone, 3 days gone, wow, a whole week's gone already, I've got to get cracking, and the time goes quickly, suddenly, boom, it's there. Yeah, something you're preparing for exams. You're writing big exams or whatever, you know, you've got 2 weeks to prepare. There's not enough time to do everything here, yeah? That's why for Yaakov Vinu, the time went very quickly, because Yaakov Vinu was building himself into something that was right to marry Rachel, and he knew he had to work very hard in order to get ready. Yeah, that's why the time went quickly. What we're doing from Pesach, from Omer, from Sivas Omer till Pesach, is we're building ourselves into a human being. The Omer offering was from barley, which was animal food. The Shavuos offering is the finest flour you can get, which is human food, yeah? What we're doing is we're leaving our animal states, going out of Mitzrayim, and getting to the point where we're humans, where we can get the Torah. Yeah? You've got a job to do. You've got 48 days, 49 days, 50 days, yeah, to get to our Sinai. Time goes very quickly. But how do you count? 1 day, oh, 1 day's gone, 2 days gone, 3 days gone. I'm building myself. That's what you're doing. Amen. What are you counting? You're building. Each day you're building another aspect of your personality. So that's what these are. Obviously, we can't do away a day. Yeah? So, let me just draw your attention to something very important. When you start learning the 48 ways, one of two things are going to happen. You're going to become an encyclopedic expert on the 48 ways. You'll know them inside out, right? But you won't have changed one drop. Because you're not using them as tools. You're using this to be, because these are fascinating, they're well written, they're mamish amazing, they're very inspiring. But there's most things that are artificially inspiring that don't last very long. So either that's what will happen, you'll become a very well-learned, no-changed expert in the 48 ways. Or you'll get frustrated because you realize that I'm learning the 48 ways, but I'm not actually using them as tools. These are tools. So I've written the instruction manual on your new laptop but never using the laptop. Eventually you start getting frustrated. This computer doesn't do anything. It's not very useful. I've read the instruction book 50 times and I've still done that as switch on the machine, start using it. So when that happens, come see me and I'll give you a shortcut way to learn the 48 ways in a very practical, hands-on kind of way. But you can't start doing that until you've actually learned some of the ways. Now, you don't need to learn all the 48 ways in order to start working on the 48 ways. It's the same as in any subject that you want to learn, you have to somehow combine Bekirs and Be'il. You know, let's say you want to become a mumcha in the whole of Tehillim. If you want to do the whole of Tehillim Be'il, you're never going to start. You're never going to get very far. So what do? Take the first parak, start learning that Be'il, and then the rest, learn Bekirs. So now your Ian and Bekir start impinging on each other. Because as you go deeper and deeper into the first parak, you're learning more tools and more systems and more subtleties and whatever. So when you learn Bekir, your Bekir goes a bit deeper. As you're learning Bekir, you're getting more information and more data, and you're understanding more and more about David HaMelech and how he worked. So that when you go back into your Ian study, you're looking at it with a whole new background of knowledge. That's how we always learn anything that's enormous, and we learn it well. We take a chunk and we learn that Bekir. And then the rest, we learn the kiss. That's how you go through Shas. Yeah? You spend the morning doing Iyun, and you cover very little ground, but you're really going deep and starting to understand the underlying workings, and often you cover ground. And the more Iyun you learn, the more impact on your Bekirs. The more Bekirs you learn, the more impact on your Iyun. That's the relationship between Iyun and Bekirs. It's like getting everything, by the way. It's past relationships, plus everything. So that's basically how we work the 48 ways. We start learning them fairly Bekirs. Go through the list and find one thing that jumps out at you. And start learning it, Be'il. Everyone, I can't tell you what it is. I don't know if you have to learn this Beseder. You don't have to go through this one, this one, this one. Take the list and see, get into it. I'm going to go through Keseder, because this is the vibe. We're going to go through Keseder. And I suppose if the Mishnah wrote it in that order, there's some Chochmah to that order. But it's not harmful if you go through the ways and you choose one or two that really jump out at you and you make an Yun Seder out of them. Get the tapes, get the notes, work it, and build it, and work it halacha lamaisa. At the end of these chapters here, it gives you a summary. There's tools to work, there's little homework stuff, and whatever we're going to do. This is a real practical hands-on part. Okay, that's the Hagdama. There's the Hagdama to the Sefer, which I highly recommend you read. There's a fascinating insight into who Rav Nachman Zatzal was. There's a man that lived like that in this generation. He's a player, but he was just very well hidden. I mean, nobody knew who he was. And also there's Adomas on just how the 48 ways works, where it comes from, a little bit of just some of the background, which I'm not going to go into, but you're welcome to look at it. Fine. Questions, comments, reactions before we start? So we can start, yeah? Okay. What's the first of the 48 ways? The Talmud. Yeah, what does the Talmud mean? You've got to learn. Okay. If you want to come to some sense of a some sense of who you really are, you have to save some of your life. You have to grab hold of your life to learn. Lo stam limud, ela lahafik lekachim, lahafnim es hameser shebelimud ad sheyafuk lechelek mishusotcha. Not just learning. You have to actually take what you're learning, you've got to internalize it until it almost changes into what that learning is trying to make you into, right? That's called Musa. Okay, let's see. That's like, each one he gives the title, and then he gives a little summary, and then he starts. Bizbuz Zman, wasting time. His abdus, which is basically called suicide, right? Wasting time, killing time. Ata Yoshef Otobus, you're sitting in a bus. There's a guy sitting in front of you, and every 2 or 3 minutes he throws a shekel out the window, right? Atani de? The box seems a bit weird. Avnadam ishtager? The guy's poshut, he's lost it. Kol chamesh dakot od shekel kofetz achutza. Every 5 minutes, another shekel out the window. Another shekel out the window. Sabin aneach shemoelam lo ra'ite davar kaze. Anybody in this room ever seen such a thing? You're driving on a bus and every 5 minutes a guy throws a $100 bill out the window. Ever seen such a thing? Anybody ever seen such a thing? אבל אין ספק שראית אנשים זורקים את הזמן שלהם דרך החלון. But you've often been on a bus and you've seen somebody throwing his life out the window. You've been on a bus and you just sit there counting trees. You go on a bus, what are you doing on the bus? What are people doing on the bus? מה עושים שעה אנושים שבאוטובוס? מה אתה בעצמך עושה? What are people doing on the bus? What are you doing when you're on the bus? בתחילת הנסיעה זה אולי נחמד. At the beginning of the trip it's quite actually interesting, right? אתה מביט מהחלון ונהנה מהנוף. You look out the window and you see a beautiful view. Yeah? It's up in the Golan. It's funny, I went up to the Golan, yeah? It's a nice place to go to. So in the beginning it's beautiful, the view and the trees are lifted. But after 15 minutes of driving, and then it's the same view, eventually it's not so fantastic anymore. So what do you do? You're still looking at the view. Yeah? Change gears. Give us a ride. תראה איזה גבעה פורחת, הנה עוד אחת, בערים באופק. Wow, look at that beautiful mountain in bloom, and look at that beautiful tree, and another tree, and another tree, and another tree, and another flower. זה לא נראה כל כך רע בדקות הראשונות, אבל אז המונה מתחיל לדפוק. בזבוזמן, בזבוזמן, בזבוזמן. The beginning it seems quite a legitimate thing to be doing, yeah? You're going out of Yeshiva, you're going out of town for a while. You get a bit of the view, but how much, you know, how many trees can you count? So after a while, what happens? The clock starts ticking. You're wasting time. How do we begin a tachna makazit? So now the bus left Jerusalem. You're into Bnei Brak. So the bus gets tachna makazit. Habachu ahu mistakel ba'arnakor harek v'poyin alecho. This bocher that was throwing his money out the window, he opens up his purse and it's empty. So he comes to you and he says, "Slicha, excuse me. Nigmali akesef, I've run out of money. Ata yichol ha'alvaat li kama shkalim, you can give me a loan for some money? Can you lend me some money? Anybody have to lend this kid money? Would you lend the guy money? No? Any businessmen here? I mean, no, you lend him money? Huh? Of course not. Betuch, you wouldn't give him one agura? Imo ayinu musuga la'arich kesef, az lama shititen lo, he doesn't value money, so I'll give it to him, he's going to throw it away. Everybody knows that time is money, yeah? If we don't know the time of time, then why are we 120 shanot chayim? If we don't value time, if we throw our life out the window, why should Hashem give us 120 years of life? If Rosh Hashanah, you ask Hashem, give me another year, why? Your purse is empty because you're throwing it out the window. What's more important, Rabbi Yisrael? Chamesh takot or shekel? Prince about to die. One time the doctor says to him, you have 1 second left. Yeah, you think he'd pay a shekel to get 5 minutes back? Another 5 minutes, it costs you a shekel. You think he'd pay it? Yeah, what about 100,000 shekels? Tell the guy, I'll pay you back in 10 minutes. Yeah. Didn't get it. Alright. So we all know that the man is more important, yeah? Because man is shav chayim. Man is life. Zui is not mut shal chayecho. V'osel ol abazuz menu v'loy af rega echo. Basically, it's an opportunity. That time is an opportunity that you have to live. You have to build and grow and build along your body. You're not allowed to waste 1 second of it. Nitzalet az man shalcho. If you grab hold and save time, save, grab the moment. Lamad mi'achayim, learn from life. Lamad mi'atayre, lamad mi'achachomim. Learn from Torah, learn from the chachomim, and learn from life. Every minute of the day, a person can be learning. What switches us off here is when you say, yeah, you're going to learn all the time. No one can sit in front of a Gemara all the time. Yeah, there are a few lucky guys that can learn in front of a Gemara and enjoy it all the time. But most of us, you know, we know. We can an hour, yeah, 2 hours, three, whatever, but we're going to be learning the whole day. Come on. No. God can be learning not from the Gemara. God can be learning while he's at work. God can be learning while he's playing a game. God can be learning while he's rolling on the floor with his kids. There's plenty, plenty of opportunities to be learning. That's what we want to try and see how to go about doing that. Practically. Hamashmoyes hamilulis shel betalmud hu derech halimud. When we say the Talmud, we're talking about a derech halimud. A derech harishoyna, the first path, mityachset lelimud. What's your relationship to learning? Imata reite lagir le mimush atzmi. What's mimush atzmi? How would you say actualizing your potential or something? If you want to get to your real you, to actualize who you really are, ata muchrach nelatzes lechayv lelimud. Then you have to utilize your time for learning. Lo stam limud es ha'afik lechefi. Not stam learning changes who you are. La'asnim et ha'mesa shebelimud ad shi'yifuch lechelek mishuscha v'ta'alus merega rega. You have to learn in such a way until that learning becomes part of you and it starts lifting you up. Ha'kol matchil b'achlata chad mashmit. It comes with a decision that everybody has to make. If you don't make this decision, sit down and make this hardcore decision, you ain't going nowhere. Nasa lo'imim ha'kol ram. Sit down, go somewhere quiet and say to yourself aloud. Hachaim haim his dvamnut chat pamit. Life is a one-off opportunity. Yeah? It's a chat pami. You know, we live in the generation chat pami. Use a cup, you throw it away, you finish eating supper, you know, you throw it away. Life is chat pami. You get, you know, the woman, she told her daughter, the two stories, she came out to visit her from kids or whatever. So she says, so I don't understand the business of this chat pami stuff. What's the chat? It takes so long to wash. Yeah, the old school people can't really take a plate and throw it in the park. You can't understand what the advantage of the chatpami plate. It takes so long to wash, you understand? Yeah, you don't get a chance to come back again. I mean, Gilgal, it's a one-off, it's one chatpami. Get that into your head. And he writes it, it's a mesh, the seichel, Hashem natanli. Second of all, I want to use the seichel that Hashem gave me to use my life properly. And he writes it, it's kadem, mi bechile ruchnias v'lalus. And I want to grow in ruchnias. I don't want to stay the same that I am now. I actually want to hit a lot. And the Lord said, "The Basbez Astaka v'Meshach Hayom." I don't want to waste even one moment of my day. It's not a bad mission statement, right? But it sounds a bit overwhelming. Yeah, I'm not going to waste 1 minute of my day. How many minutes a day do we waste? Have you ever done a cheshbon? Sit down and work at how much of your day was actually productive and how much of it was wasted. You know, I mean, it's very, very hard. You're going to not waste 1 minute. Yeah, you know, maybe try 5 minutes. I'll try and use properly today. How do we go back doing this? Okay, so let's try to go a bit further. I'm not going to go very fast here because I really want to make this very practical. Okay, if we read it quickly, it's nice. It's geschmack, eh? Everyone's attention, but to actualize it practically requires slow down a bit. Yitochen shata magish. A tikkunah gut pnimit. When we said, I don't want to waste 1 moment of my life, did you notice some internal resistance to this? Ma? Kol hazman lavod? Bli lanoach lerega? What, I'm going to work the whole day, not 1 moment rest, no pleasure, no Pac-Man? Eize shimum, eize boredom. Ze lo bishvili. It's not for me, this rabbi. It sounds wonderful for some people, but come on, all the day sitting and learning. Dazov! Bonishkach HaKol. Let's forget about it. Before we start, I mean, we haven't paid for the safety yet, so I can give it back and we can go home, right? Do I owe someone money for this book? No, who? You. I don't know if I'm going to buy it yet. I don't know if it's 24 hours a day. You're not going to do anything except sit and learn. Hanach lo kayach es ha'iton. Give me a newspaper. Voim el ha'atzmach ha'nirat. Tzat. Ma kore bolam. You know what? I'm just going to read the paper and then I'll start this 24-hour a day business. Yeah, let me just unwind a little bit. Yeah. Anybody ever try to matzil one day? Don't just take one day, set it aside, set it up. Today I'm going to live like the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, tomorrow maybe. Yeah, it's like dieting. I'm going to start tomorrow. Yeah? I'm going to give a study tomorrow. I'm going to give. Chazal nitnu lanu kelim lilachem b'itnagdut hazot. The good news though is Chazal gave us tools to fight against this resistance. What's the goal? Again, Hachaim Haim his dadmut chad pami. My life is a once-off opportunity. And he wrote to Nishtamesh b'seichel Hashem notanli. I want to use the seichel that Hashem gave me. I'm fascinated by the seichel Hashem gave me and I want to use it. And he wrote to Nikzadem b'chine ruchnis v'la'atalot. I want to actually grow and develop and become more and more spiritual. And I don't want to waste 1 minute of my life. Yeah, that's the mission statement. Yo. Then there's the resistance. So we need kelim to get past the resistance, to get into our mission statement and to make a mamash serious decision. That's what I'm going to do. So there's 5 kelim. Let's look at them. Kfiut. B'kol rega. Kfiut means all the time. Every moment. Hamshichyot. Continuity without any breaks. That's a wild one, eh? Not even a coffee break, not even a smoke break. Yeah, we'll see. Ikviut beetem leluach zmanim. What does that mean, ikviut? Beetem leluach zmanim.
Sort of tardiness.
Tardiness. The opposite of tardiness. With a schedule. Yeah, schedule. Order. Organized. Machzoriot im shinun v'chazara. We'll go over it again, but it's lots of chazara. And globliot. It's an English word. Globality. What?
Globaliot.
I don't know what the English word for globaliot is. All encompassing. Global. Holistic would probably be the correct word to use in this generation. Hayatalmid shalachay. Become a student of life. Shela Torah Kedoshah, of the Torah Kedoshah. Time check, this is my long. One minute. Now let's stop there. Because now we're going to go through each one of those 5 things in depth.